With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A major budget hurdle is now over in the Senate. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the story.
The Senate has passed a six-month spending bill.
The yeas are 54, the nays are 46. The bill is passed.
Hours before a government shutdown and overcoming sharp Democratic opposition, Democrats were confronted with two painful options, allowing passage of a bill that they believe gives President Donald Trump vast discretion on spending decisions, or voting no and letting a funding lapse ensue. The bill also includes a spending fix for the District of Columbia that allows the district to keep its 2025 budget intact rather than having to roll back to 2024 levels. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, former central banker Mark Carney was sworn in as Canada's new prime minister Friday and will now try to steer his country through a trade war brought on by President Trump, annexation threats, and an expected federal election.
It is my honor to respond to the Governor General's request that I form a government. And it's a solemn duty to serve as Prime Minister at this time of great consequence for our country.
59-year-old replaces Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who announced his resignation in January, but remained in power until the Liberal Party elected a new leader. The replacements for NASA's two stuck astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station. SpaceX launching the new crew from Florida's Kennedy Space Center yesterday. The four astronauts should reach the space station later today. That will pave the way for next week's return of Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams. You'll find more stories, news, analysis, and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. Congress is worried about Nigeria. More on the story from SRN's Michael Harrington.
A House subcommittee has been taking testimony on the violent persecution of Christians in that African nation. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins told lawmakers, quote, "The world is not paying enough attention to the growing humanitarian disaster in Nigeria, despite its strategic importance as Africa's most populous country. Muslim terrorists have been murdering Christians for two decades there, and the government seems to be turning a blind eye." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says she hopes to rule next week on whether to block President Trump's order banning transgender people from serving in the military. U.S. District Judge Anna Reyes says it's her strong hope that she will issue a decision coming up on Tuesday or Wednesday. In a hearing, the judge frequently sounded hostile toward the president's order, suggesting to some observers that she'd already made up her mind. More on these stories at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Wall Street rallied to its best day in many months. We hear more on the one-day recovery of each of the three markets and more from correspondent Damian Treacy, reporting from New York.
Stocks rallied Friday for their best day since November's election, but that wasn't enough to keep Wall Street from a fourth straight losing week. The S&P 500 rose 2.1%, a day after closing more than 10% below its record for its first correction since 2023. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.7%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 2.6%. Every major index notched a loss for the week. Wall Street is under growing pressure amid an escalating trade war between the U.S. and its key trading partners. Tariffs on a wide range of goods could reignite inflation, crimp consumer spending, and stunt economic growth. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details on these stories plus headlines at srnnews.com.